Zoomer Radio, happy birthday, Celine. She turns 55 today, and Carly Simon in that set, too. This is the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Hamilton the musical has taken Toronto by storm again. The show was here briefly before the pandemic hit, and now it's back and playing to a packed house night after night after night. It is among my favorite productions, and Janie Brown,
me too.
Of all time. And we're thrilled to welcome the actor who plays the lead, Alexander Hamilton, DeAndre Woods. Congratulations, Dre. The show is outstanding.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. We're happy to be here. We love Toronto.
The honor is all ours. Sam and I recently saw Hamilton again and loved it. Are you tiring of hearing how much everyone is loving it?
I don't think we'll ever get tired of that, especially because we do it 8 times a week. We're most likely relying on you every night to come and enjoy, because we've done it thousands of times by now. But we're happy that everyone's enjoying it, and it's been sold out since we've been here, so we hope that continues.
Yeah, for sure. The play is so epic and brilliant and fun and serious, tragic, hopeful. It kind of has it all. I feel like as an actor, there must be a massive sense of responsibility to play any role in that show, never mind the lead, because it's just so iconic. Do you feel the weight of Hamilton's success?
Absolutely. I mean, it's loved by everyone, right? I mean, I've had shows where I've messed up words and people will comment in my Instagram posts and say, man, that was my favorite part of the show. You know, they're really listening. And so that's just nice to know that everyone tuned in. And definitely as an actor, you want to bring your full self to any role. But Lynn has done, the whole team did such a great job at crafting this show. The material is so great. So you really don't have to put much behind it. But it's a fun one to do, and definitely a great responsibility. So hope we're holding up to that.
Yeah, let's talk about that responsibility. It's not lost on people in the audience that during the time of the founding fathers in America, people who'd been kidnapped in Africa and brought to America and enslaved, that was happening. And yet in Hamilton, most of the characters who were white are represented by black people. Talk to us about this reverse representation and what it means to you.
It's one of those things that it's funny. We talk about the ancestors a lot in this show, and we have a great deal of people who are dedicated to telling the truth, which is, I think, what art is all about. But it's moving, right? Like, because people don't understand that we're sort of flipping history on its head in this way, because at this time, many of my people, my ancestors, wouldn't even consider human beings. And so to be up there and to be able to tell those stories, we think they'd be very, very proud to know that we've made it this far. And we hope to continue, because this show is changing hearts and minds in that way, perspectives. There's many shows out now that are a lot more diverse because of it. And being able to tell American history through hip hop is definitely a great deal of entertainment and interesting, and just a way of sort of understanding the things that are similar about each other. You know, we're just all human beings with a hope to do better, to live a better life, to live a free life, to live in a light where we can be seen and we can be heard and loved and cherished. And hopefully people are receiving that from us. But
amazing.
It's definitely really beautiful and very, very moving.
And that is the overarching message. You said it beautifully, Dre. It's fascinating to me that America's story is resonating around the world, right? Like, as a Canadian audience, we sit there and connect to it incredibly. And I know that it's opening up in spots all over the planet. So what do you say about that?
Oh, I love it. I mean, it's so, I had an interview a couple of days ago, and we were talking about how, I guess, any creative, when you sit down, your plan is not to, you're not thinking expansion in that way. You're really like sort of like narrowing down on the message that you're trying to send. So the fact that it was at one time Hamilton, an American musical, and now in other places it's just Hamilton, right? Because I think we've all been enslaved in a way, like if not mentally, or I mean, if not physically, mentally at least, you know? I mean, we think about Women's Month, you know, like we think about these things that, or people haven't had the opportunity to just completely be themselves. And so I think everybody, no matter the denomination, the ethnicity, can relate to this story in some way. And the story is really about forgiveness, right? Like, at the time they did the best that they could, but now it's our turn to do our best. And I don't think we're doing our best. And that's why this show is so so relevant and such great timing. And it continues to morph over time. So hopefully it's not just a source of entertainment, but education and overall liberty.
And I don't mean to trivialize, because I know actors, they memorize lines. That's what they do. Mm-hmm. But honestly, how do you remember all of those words?
Yeah, 46 songs or something. What is that about?
How many? I mean, 46? Did you say 46,000?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Wow, I never counted all the words in there. That's
I did
crazy.
Because I've memorized all of them myself. But you don't want me on stage, Dre. You do not want me
no?
on stage.
No? I don't know. I wish I could see you. I'm sure you have like such a stage presence. So, that you do this. Your voice sounds amazing over here, but it's like, it's one of those things that we do that we don't even understand how we do it sometimes, because we wake up to do this show on like yesterday. We have a two-show day where we're starting tired, right? So it's like, how are we going to like finish at 10:30, you know, this night? But it comes down to rehearsal, you know. You see us for 3 hours, but we've been rehearsing for 4 or 5 hours that day. Or I was a standby before this with a company starting in 2018. So I've done 4 different roles. So at this point, I pretty much know every single lyric there is. And after, you know, doing it 8 times a week, you sort of learn to memorize it and hopefully not mess it up. Because you still mess up sometimes. It's live theater. That's the beauty about
yeah,
it. But like I said, people
course.
Love that.
Yes,
people love when we mess up for
we
some
do.
Reason.
It, makes
it reminds them that we're human.
Yes, you're real. You're real. Listen, we have to wrap up, Dre. I just want to ask you, please tell me after all this time that King George still makes you laugh. Does he still make you laugh?
I don't know if it's King George or the guy who plays King George.
Yeah, yeah.
We really, really love him. But he's a crowd favorite. We never understand. We're like, we've been out here for 8 numbers, and then he gets the best applause. But you know what? It's okay. We love it. We're glad that people are, you know, like I said, just finding whatever they like in the show. There's so much to love about this show. So we're happy to continue it.
Yeah. Hamilton is on now through August 20th at the Princess of Wales Theatre. Just go. It is incredible. DeAndre Woods plays the lead role, Alexander Hamilton. Thanks. Continued great success, Dre. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.